This is Sarah Burge reading Sexy Fish, and Harry Styles is the way. Sexy Fish. One way to begin a new life is to be miserable in the current. So miserable you fantasize about opening a bar or food truck, anything to fool yourself more easily into believing a morsel of what you do matters. You do a few shots on the first beautiful Saturday night of spring, and they go straight to your fingertips while your husband, two drinks deeper, fires up the grill, and you think about a riverside bar you drank at a few years back, how it's up for sale, how you had years of restaurant experience and are still a pro at gauging the ebb and flow of a crowd, knowing how deep in the weeds the front and back of house are, and how to smile when you want to spit. That bar is swimming in your blurred vision now, so you make a vodka soda, and seafood has always been your favorite, so you decide to open a seafood bar right there riverside, open-air patio, little bubblies on the water, where you'll plant sunflowers and daisies and black-eyed Susans, and you feel yourself surfacing in your drunkenness, in the first dream you've entertained in years. A dream like a fish undulating underwater, serene in its own fishiness. You want to dive down among slick stones into the clarity of rapids where you've always trusted your body's instincts. You will call your restaurant Sexy Fish. At Sexy Fish, all that matters is eating some fish by the river, knowing you're sexy, having a couple drinks too many until you dip a toe, an armpit, a thought into all that water, trying not to cry at those bright splashes passing you by. Harry Styles is the way. I didn't care one way or the other about Harry Styles until I noticed him smiling at me from the sunroom of a house I used to pass by back when we were all going somewhere. It was startling until I realized he was a life-size cardboard cutout. At Halloween, he wore a Chewbacca mask. At Christmas time, Harry was decked out in a Santa hat. He smiled at me for a couple of years. He never aged. I started looking forward to him. He became a custom, a strange jolt of comfort when the days were too stagnant, too cruel. Then he disappeared. I wonder if the family moved or a child took Harry to college. I kept waiting for his comeback. Despair invaded every breath, every turn of the ignition, every window passed. I started overcooking my eggs. The cosmos called and said Harry would have stayed, but a lot of people didn't like the way he dressed. A lot of people started crying in my office. I smiled and nodded empathetically. We all felt his absence and knew we had to go home until he returned. Some CEOs were brought on board. They told us to keep going out, even with no Harry Styles watching over us. They assured us there was no danger, as long as we are not afraid and pretend everything's the way it used to be, even though Harry Styles is still missing. I kept hoping he'd return at Christmas when the son or daughter visited or someone dug him out of the basement. But he hasn't come back. That sunroom is just a room, and I don't look anymore. That's a lie. I look every time.